Strange Familiars is a weekly podcast which explores the weird corners of the world. From Bigfoot and other cryptids to ghosts, UFOs, folklore, and forgotten history. We don't just talk to authors and researchers. We talk to actual witnesses of the paranormal.
As he came in, the power flickered off again. I don't think I had ever been as scared of anything. It flickered back on and he was right beside me. And he got really close to my face and he said, "Stay away from things you don't understand."
We don't just talk about haunted places and spooky forests. We go there and we take the listeners with us.
What? Did you see that? You saw that, right?
Did you see something move there?
Yeah. A flash. In the dark.
Yeah.
Find Strange Familiars wherever you listen to podcasts or at strangefamiliars.com.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. Well, it's good to see Josh. Kim, I care less about you.
That's a lie.
You love me and you know it.
Whatever.
Crickets. I was awake. I think that cricket finally died.
Whatever helps me sleep at night.
We know what helps you sleep at night: a fresh pack of batteries. That puts her right out.
That reminds me, I need to go to the dollar store.
Dollar store? You don't get the cheap batteries? No wonder they don't last very long, Kim. You get what you buy.
That's all right.
I get the strongest they have.
Yeah, the Duracell.
I need rechargeables.
They always die, though, when your hands are all looped up.
Oh, my God.
I don't buy batteries. Mine are all rechargeable.
His plugs into a wall.
Am I crooked?
Bluetooth. I mean, you can move a little bit closer to you.
Have you guys heard of those toys that you can connect to your Bluetooth and it'll vibrate to the sync of the music you're listening to?
No.
Yeah.
So you can listen to something nice and slow or some like heavy metal rock music or something. Gosh. I think that TNT, Wadana, I think that would have a good.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
With us talking about technology, I have a little bone to pick. So yesterday I was going around my house, doing some cleaning toilets, doing the dishes, loading the dishwasher, sweeping.
How about you?
I just thought, I think whoever invented the ChatGPT, they invested in the wrong type of AI.
Cleaning.
It's so nice, I guess, that people can write things and you can create artwork just by using these AI things. But yet I still have to go clean all this stuff in my house, clean my car, do all these things. Like, they really invested in the wrong type of AI.
Sure. I feel that.
Yeah. Like, sure. I was just like, I hate cleaning, first of all.
Oh, I love it.
Like, the first 10 minutes, I don't mind. After that, I'm done.
I have to, make myself stop. Because I just...
It's like an addiction.
I hyper-focus on it, and it's like one of my stress relievers. Because when I'm cleaning, I'm not like overthinking, or I don't have anxiety or anything. And
that's fair.
Just pop in some music or a podcast, and I'll be like looking around my house after I'm done. Like, did I get everything? Oh, that needs dusted. Good.
I know
you
I cleaned this
You can come to my house to clean anytime you want to.
No kidding.
Anytime you want to.
That's one thing I've realized as I gotten older. I was like, I always thought I was just a normal cleaner. And then I'm like, oh no, I think I have a little bit of a problem.
Hey, I seen something the other day. Well, it was yesterday. So it wasn't
She's
the other
day.
She's
losing
tricep. Thing she looked at.
Do you guys remember, and I'm bringing this up for the females.
No,
for
I'm
for
too
our
young.
Female friends. Do you remember the lady like 13 years ago that gave birth to 8 babies?
John and Kate plus 8?
No, it was, no, because they had an older one or 2 older ones. No, her name, I can't remember what her name was, but they called her Octomom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was really controversial because she was on assistance and stuff, and she had all of these in vitro planted. Well, she's been in the Guinness Book of World Records of giving birth to 8 live children that survived.
Mm-hmm.
And she has had that title until now.
Oh my
Someone
God.
Someone else? Outdone
Someone her? Had 9 babies.
Oh my God.
It Ooh. Wasn't in the United States. It was overseas somewhere. I can't remember where it was at. But she had 9 babies naturally.
Oh my
she
God.
She did not have in vitro fertilization. It Jesus. All happened naturally.
Girl, wipe the toilet seat.
All right,
that man's fertile.
Keep Good him away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen it on, of course it was a TikTok thing, but it was ABC, so I knew it was pretty legit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, 9 babies.
Oh, girl, I hope you enjoyed being able to hold your urine.
Uh-huh, right?
It is never going to happen.
They were all between 1 and 2 pounds.
Could she walk?
Well, not yet. It'll take a while.
Ooh, I mean, just no I know they
curing that many. I just can't imagine.
Not even an aspirin either. Or nothing.
Which she had them at like 28 or 30 weeks. They were. It was very early.
Yeah.
Which with those, you'd have to. But I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe somebody outdone Octomom, and it then be natural, and it wasn't in vitro.
Oh,
yeah, that's nuts.
It is crazy.
It just baffles my mind. Around 9 babies inside.
No kidding. I know what it was like to do one.
Well, Josh, you don't have that part, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'm trying, though.
You don't have to worry about that.
Always begging daddy for it.
Give me a baby.
Knock me out.
But yeah, I was very intrigued and baffled with it, so I just thought I'd let everybody know.
Josh, interesting.
You're looking a little older today.
Shut your whore mouth.
You do. I didn't even think about it.
I put my good under eye cream on today.
You probably should have put a little bit more on, Josh.
I'm excited because I like being even numbers of age. Mm-hmm. Like whenever I'm an odd number, I'm like, please don't let this be the year I die. Let me die on an even number.
That is so weird. And if y'all don't know what we're talking about today, it's Josh's birthday.
Yes, I am 29 again.
Oh, lovely.
For the
I've
fifth
been that
time.
For many years.
Josh is only 1 year below me. I'm 35, but he just turned 29.
What do you have planned for this evening? I know you said you had plans.
That's a secret.
Is daddy coming? Is daddy coming to see you? Don't,
I'm going to daddy's.
Oh, you're going to daddy's? Well, I don't
I
know.
Do all the time. That's my favorite activity. Well, second favorite. Yeah.
I didn't know if he was going to go see his best friend in Muncie.
No, I'm going next weekend to go see her. Her and her husband for my birthday bought me a ticket to go with them to the Ohio Renaissance Festival.
Oh, fun. That's the one that you went to last year that you really enjoyed, didn't you?
Yeah, I told them this year I probably wouldn't be able to, but they surprised me and bought me a ticket for my birthday.
How nice. Such good best friends.
I love it because she knows I've been stressed and whatnot lately. So I was like, oh, and it's fun. It's fun to...
Right.
I wear a kind of like my evil queen costume. And it's a huge place and has villages and shops and they're all open selling furs and crystals and you can get a turkey leg. And I'm a keep my eye out for that Scottish goblin this year. Oh, I hope he...
Make sure you get a picture of him this year.
I want to wobble his turkey leg. Oh.
Oh my God.
I swear. What are we going to do with him?
One of these days, my sex drive's going to go down. We can tell it's not 34 yet.
You mean 29, Josh?
I'll be...
Again.
I'll be 73.
Come here, baby.
Now my teeth come out.
But if you're 73 and you're like a little older man, I mean, would you be looking for like the 76s?
By that point, I'll probably, hopefully the technology will be good enough that I will just have a AI, like a robot.
Though that's not going to happen because evidently we're just putting all of our AI bull crap into writing and artwork.
Well, this is my platform here to say we need to invest in sexual AI robots because when I'm an old man, well, that way, you know, AI is not going to judge you, you know.
It's true. I could see Kim falling in love with an AI.
I can be old and floppy with
freaking crazy
liver spots hanging out. Yeah. And AI is going to, ooh, you are the most beautiful woman. I mean, you're the most beautiful woman ever.
I can just imagine Kim walking into a parlor and using a little iPad to order her the perfect man. And then he comes out and...
Tell me, what part of me right now wants a man? None. What makes you think I'm ever going to want another man?
It's a robot. Yeah,
it's a personal people pleaser.
It doesn't even have to talk unless you program it to. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get one then to clean my damn house because there that's all I'm looking for.
Well, I mean, that turns a lot of people on. There are people who find that very attractive.
I'm going to get one with a 10-inch long tongue. Ooh.
He hasn't left the house in 2 weeks.
Well, now it doesn't sound too bad.
It doesn't sound too bad now.
Come on, and go as fast as you want. It's, you know, robots. This is what we need to invest our tax dollars in.
And no one ever saw Kim again. She never left the house.
Guess what we got
We got a couple.
Ooh.
Yeah. Josh, I'll let you go first since yours came first.
Well, ours is from an antique store from 1967. Oh my gosh. It is 1 year older than Kim, and I'll let you viewers see, but I think it's held up a lot better than Kim.
Sure.
No kidding.
And it is of a big hairy bear and a gaping hole.
Oh my gosh.
And that's my birthday evening plan. Says, fun fact, black bears can also be blonde or cinnamon colored. I knew that thanks to David Attenborough.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
Rest in peace, Dame Maggie Smith. Rest in peace. I was heartbroken.
I loved her. I
almost
Downton
brought
Abbey.
My wand.
There's a lot of people now from Harry Potter who have died.
Yeah, and I just saw this morning that I forget his name, the actor who played Dumbledore, he died September 27th of last year.
Yeah.
So they died just a year apart.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
A good way to start off my birthday. Mm-hmm. Two of my favorites are great. Is this day time of the year cursed? Well, hi, gang. Coming at you with another antique postcard from the north. I recently visited the former summer home of Frances Glessner Lee, mother of forensic science, and saw one of her murder scene dioramas.
They were miniatures.
Oh, I love miniatures. Well,
there's a book that I have somewhere of all of her miniatures that she created. Ooh. They're pretty cool.
Y'all probably know of her, but Google her work if you haven't already. Love the podcast. Always get me laughing out loud to myself. Megan. And she drew a supposed to be a bear, and I think it does look like a bear, and it's lovely.
We'll have to look at that after it's over.
Yeah, the miniatures that she was referring to, the lady had created all of these like murder scenes. And she created them so that they could be portable, so she could go around to different detective agencies and things to help teach them how to investigate a murder. So each one of them set up so that it's just a miniature murder scene. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about real little. Like, it's crazy, the small details. And when you look at it, at first glance, you might think it was a suicide or an accident. But then you keep looking at the little fine details that are, I mean, super tiny. And then you realize, oh, there was foul play involved.
I wonder if that was intentional on how small, that so that you would have to look really, really hard.
Oh, kind of teach you. Yeah. Kim does the same thing with her whisker biscuit, walks around with a little diorama trying to teach men how to.
Now,
you
right
got to squint.
This is the north part.
Hold your breath.
Kim, you got a postcard too?
I do.
Okay. Well, no, go ahead.
Okay. This one is Cocaine Bear. It came from Kentucky. Cool, huh? Can you see it?
I remember that.
Look on there. Make sure that people can see that.
They can see it.
Okay, good. Because I just didn't want to. Okay. It says, hi, guys. Thanking of you on our trip to Kentucky and think the bunker needs a cocaine bear on the walls. Cheers, Michelle and Debbie.
Well, thank you, Michelle and Debbie.
They were doing cocaine with some bears.
I can't remember if it's a movie or it actually happened.
It was based loosely on a real story.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was some, like, a drug dude, and he, you know, tried to get rid of his cocaine or something, and evidently a bear ate all of it. But there is, like, a taxidermied bear in this mall place.
Jesus.
And it might actually be at, like, a gas station store now.
I don't remember.
But when I released the movie, I remember hearing that.
Did
it
you
was at
see
this
the
facility.
Movie?
No, that's not my type of
I've
movie.
I've seen like clips of it. It's up there with that Sharknado movie. I'm not wasting
I heard
time
it was widely
watching.
Exaggerated.
Our buddy Dave, he really wanted to go see that movie, so we went. Not my kind of movie at all.
No, I don't do those
it
movies.
Was awful, and it was I mean, I can do suspense and that type of thing. I don't do blood well, and it was pretty bloody. And I just like, this is really stupid.
It's up there with like the acting par of Sci-Fi Channel and pornos, like right in the middle of bad acting between those two.
I think that in the one of the true stories that was really the only true part about it was there was a bear who took in this cocaine and. But I don't remember ever hearing about it hurting anyone or anything like that. I think they found a dead bear and they realized that it had this cocaine.
Cocaine bear. That's maybe. Just any bear that. Night at any gay club.
Yeah, I don't know what the true story was, but I know that the movie. And I'm really easy to please when it comes to movies. I love movies, and there's not many movies that I don't like. But that was one I didn't.
You heard that here, man. Kim's easy
I
to
said
please.
Movies. Movies.
Oh, I stopped listening. I only heard I'm easy to please.
I don't like bloody movies either. What was the one? Oh, I can't watch them anymore. I've seen all of them, I believe, except maybe for the last one, the Saw movies.
Oh, yeah. I watched
I
the first
I just can't
one.
Do it. As a teenager, you know, it didn't bother me as much. But now that I'm older, I don't know. Like, this is horrible.
I've never been able to watch movies like that. When I was a teenager, I can remember going to a Halloween party with my boyfriend at the time. And there was a bunch of kids around, you know, and they were watching Amityville Horror, you know, all of those, Saw, all of those that are really bloody. And I'm like, this is going to get real boring for me right. Because my back is going to be to the TV because I don't want to see this
Where's
shit.
Where's my crochet needle?
I mean, I knew how then, but I didn't do it very much, but...
Do you guys watch those like alien abduction movies? Like,
oh yeah, I love those.
I like them.
I don't
However,
like alien.
I don't care for like the end of the world type movies. So like when they have like aliens are invading New York City.
Oh yeah, and Independence Day.
Yeah, I can't get into any of those.
See, those I do like.
What I always remember though, anytime they have a new one come out, I always remember the time. I don't know if it was Christmas time or Thanksgiving, but it was a while ago. We were at some relative's house and they were watching one of those movies in the living room. And, you know, in those movies, they have like a new scene of like, oh, aliens are invading New York City or whatever. Well, at that point in time, when the news scene was up, you know, with the news alert at the bottom, our mom walked in to the room and she's like, oh my God, is that New York? Like, she thought it was real. And I just remember laughing so hard because I was like, Mom, it's a movie.
It's like that radio broadcast
War of
the
Worlds,
where people thought it was real.
Yeah. Oh,
bless them. Yeah. Bless them.
Yeah, I've seen that. War of the Worlds. Who was it that was in that?
The new one, Keanu Reeves, I think.
It was the older
one. No.
Man.
I can't remember. Tom was Cruise it, is in one.
That's the old one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that I've seen. I've seen that one. I've seen... 2012.
Oh, yeah.
I love 2012.
San Andreas.
That one's not bad.
Yeah,
the
that
Rocks.
One's pretty good.
Oh, I watch him butter bread.
Yeah, I mean, I would too. So, I've seen a lot of the Doomsday I wish I had Hormone Harmony when I was younger and still on my monthly visits from Aunt Flo. They were always the worst time of the month for me. And then when that monster menopause came creeping around, it was no different. I started taking Hormone Harmony because I was tired of suffering through hormone changes constantly raging in my body. I wasn't sleeping. I was always getting hot flashes that were so bad that I swore I started smelling bacon. Whether your Aunt Flo is still paying you a visit or you want some help unmasking the menopause monster, Hormone Harmony has made it easier than ever. They're zero sugar, gluten, and dairy-free, non-GMO or third-party testing products help trap the symptoms of hormonal imbalance. Hot flashes and night sweats, feeling groggy, poor sleep, racing thoughts and low moods, uncomfortable gas and bloating, or even a low sex drive. Hormone Harmony can help with all of that. Don't you think it's time to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. And use the code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I don't know, they bring me comfort. I'm like, oh, it could all be over so quick. Could it be tomorrow? My favorite part of that movie is when California is sinking under the ground. Mm-hmm. And there's a part where these two old ladies are driving this big old boat of a vehicle, and there's earthquakes and stuff happening around them, and one's driving, barely sees over the steering wheel. She goes to, looks to her, the lady next to her, hold on to those eggs, dearie. And then they die.
Eggs made it.
Yeah. It cracked me. I laugh, like, anytime I think about it, I'll snicker. I'm like, hold on to those eggs, dearie.
I don't know why I'm so fascinated with them, because I mean, a lot of them could come true because of climate change.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and earthquakes and that kind of stuff.
There's been a lot happening recently. There's one called, I believe, Greenland, I think. One of Greenland or Iceland, one of them. But Gerard Butler is in it. Ooh. And it's very good. I watched The Walking Dead for the first several seasons till I started getting
once the original ones went out, I lost interest in it.
As soon as when the tiger and stuff was around, I'm like, oh, this is no.
I never started watching it until it was 8-9 seasons in anyway.
My God, how many are there?
It just keeps going.
There's a lot.
I think I watched up to like 5 or 6, and I'm like, oh, everybody I liked is dead except for Carol. So, spoilers.
I think that's it. Because I started watching it because Adam, one of Amber's friends, he always talked about it because he loved that show. So he'd always talk about it. Well, he came to the house when I think it was, aren't they on Sunday nights, or they used to be on Sunday nights? Mm-hmm. He came for dinner one night, and he's like, oh, I'll come as long as we can watch The Walking Dead. And I'm like, okay. So we watched The Walking Dead.
Okay,
so,
Daddy.
So every time, you know, something would happen, I'm like, well, who's that? What's their story? And, you know, so I kind of watched like the first few episodes, because don't they have like 5 or 10 episodes and then there's a break and then they have more? Well, I watched the first part of the season and then there was a break. So I binged everything before it so that I would know what was going on.
That's a lot of take in.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Because they're like an hour long.
Yeah. And so I finally got through all of those just right before the second part of the season started. And there's only like a couple weeks you know, between seasons or in the middle. So I binged watched a lot, and then I only watched it for about another year or two afterwards, and then I quit watching it because all the good ones were gone that I liked.
Yeah, all it took for me was I saw a picture of Rick and what was his name, Shane, the other hot guy in the show that Rick's wife was banging. Spoilers.
I don't remember. It could have been Shane.
I think it was Shane, because I think that's the only reason I remember. So I was like, oh, I know that name. Yeah, I saw pictures of them, and I was like, oh, I'll watch this. I don't give a shit what it's about.
I was never so aggravated at a show until they killed off the boy. I don't remember what his name was now.
He's
Carl. Yeah.
See, I didn't make it to that point.
I was so
mad. So thanks for ruining it for me, Ken. No,
spoilers.
I'm spent too much of my time for them to make it crappy. It just gets so corny and cheap. Like, there's a tiger, and I'm like, you could not literally find enough food every day to keep that tiger alive.
Right.
And then if a zombie gets it, then you have a zombie tiger. Mm-hmm. That's too risky. Stupid.
And stupid. Take it through, did they?
But I'm also one of those where I watch it, I'm like, I would be able to survive this. They're doing that wrong. Like, they should do it.
I think that was the part that got me, was the survival part.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to survive.
That's what I liked about the first few seasons, is it was, you know, about them surviving. And I don't know, it intrigues me to see, like, oh, what would we have to do if a catastrophe happened, and how would we be able to survive? But I think the last one I saw was, like, where they think they're going to a safe place, and they get there, and they're like, gotcha, we're going to eat you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
And they went to a little town and whatnot. But yeah, first few seasons, real good. I watched that in, like, True Blood. That was my, like...
I've never watched that one.
Oh, I've seen it so many times. They're vampires, and one's named Eric, but played by Alexander Skarsgård. You know, I Googled him. And he is a big, tall, sexy Swedish descendant man. And their tongues move like 100 miles an hour.
You can tell that Josh is going to see Daddy tonight.
You can. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
And he likes a specific movie.
I woke up, hot. Although it's like the last season, when you finally get to see him all the way naked, like the front, you see his behind and everything. But I was hooked, because there was one part where he has this woman in, like, the basement in one of those sex swings, and he's like, you know, they're vampires, so they're super speed. And I knew their legs were, but you don't think about their hips and their tongue being super speed as well. And I was like, oh, new kink unlocked.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Although, talk about chafing. I'm kind of losing.
Some skin tears.
I know. Oh,
prolapse.
Lord.
Don't you have a mystery today?
I do.
Thank God.
Does it have to deal with vampires?
No. Kind of. Well, they do suck blood. Ooh. My mystery today
is about a leech.
The mystery of the monarch.
Ooh. Oh. Josh has a little monarch in here.
Monarch specimen that I raised from a cocoon, and it died of natural causes, not the freezer. And then I learned how to preserve
mount it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do they call that? Were you taxidermy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know I had a fortune on my hands when I went to that Oddities Expo. Something like this would be, like, at minimum $40. Mm.
That's
I was like, Jesus, I need to start doing this all the time.
Nope.
Although seeing that reminds me of Silence of the Lambs. Because Buffalo Bill liked to do this that type of thing.
Put it on the movie. Well, as I said, my mystery today isn't about something paranormal, criminal, or even a monster. But it might bug you a little.
More Jerome.
Go get the bug.
Jeez.
Made me think of Bridgerton. Let out the bugs. I don't know why she was Italian. One of my favorite creatures is butterflies. I even have grandma's little butterfly brooch on today.
Oh, nice.
I love how they go through a metamorphosis from caterpillars to gorgeous winged messengers of the spirit realm. Whenever I see one, I always give a little subtle, love you, Grandma, believing it's a gift from her to help remind me to help keep my chin up. Some people do the same with hummingbirds, cardinals, or dragonflies, But when I think of grandma, butterflies, specifically the monarch butterfly, come to mind. I knew they migrated to Mexico every year, and even the celebration of Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, coincidentally happen at the same time the monarchs start to appear back in Mexico. Some even believe that they are their loved ones' souls coming back from the dead. Like me. I don't really see them as like, oh, that is grandma. I'm like, oh, it's just a like getting a postcard from the spirit
like
realm.
Like a message.
Yeah.
All right. I see you.
Yeah. Well, what I didn't know was how mysterious their migration was. Really, other than how pretty they are, I knew nothing about these beautiful creatures, and except that they like milkweed. But all that changes today. First, regarding their migration, I had no idea how long butterflies lived, and it's only a few weeks. I thought that the monarchs coming from Mexico were the same ones that went back in the fall to lay eggs and die. And I was wrong. And that's on recording. I don't say that often. The average monarch only lives for 2 to 6 weeks if it's lucky and not eaten by a bird or has its delicate wings damaged by wind or rain. Nearly every single one of the 10 million monarch butterflies scattered throughout North America every spring comes from those forests in Mexico. Isn't that crazy? That every single crazy. Monarch you've ever seen has came from a Mexican forest.
Don't be darned.
Well, you might be asking yourself, Josh, how's that possible
how's
if
that
they
possible,
only live
Josh?
For a few weeks? And how on earth do they know how to fly the thousands of miles back down south and north in the spring? Every spring in Mexico, as the weather begins to warm up, it signals to the monarchs that it's time to fly. The eggs laid in the fall have hatched, fattened up as caterpillars, and metamorphosized into a butterfly, ready for their trip. Let's use Indiana as one's destination. That monarch leaves Mexico and makes it as far as possible in the 2 to 6 weeks it's alive, stopping only to rest and to feed. Eventually, it lays eggs and dies. Then the cycle is repeated again and again until finally, after several generations, that butterfly that left Mexico's great-great-great-grandbutter is... is here in Indiana.
I'm going to call Kim that now.
Grandbutter.
It's my grandbutter.
They thrive here all summer long until the days began to grow shorter. And as the available daylight diminishes, something in the females changes. And the next eggs that they lay are supercharged mutants compared to the others. This generation is entirely different from the ones who started out in Mexico and have lived here all summer. They are called a super generation, and they will be the ones who can migrate to Mexico all the way in a single generation without dying.
Oh, wow.
Well, unless they're eaten by something. Kim.
Now, why would I be eating butterflies?
I don't know. You're the one that saw mothballs.
Is that why I have butterflies in my stomach every now and then?
She just can't help herself.
Mm-mm.
Someone told her it was a salad. Not only is this generation larger, but they also have less of a hormone than the others that basically stops them from aging. And can I get that to go, please, in a model? These monarchs will live from between 16 to 48 weeks to make that trip down south. That's like, for instance, your grandparents died at age 60. If you were one of those super monarchs, you would live to be almost 500 years old. Ooh, I'd be real bored after about 200 years.
No kidding.
I'm only 34, and I'm like, oh, it's a long time.
Could you imagine what you'd look like after that?
Ooh, a raisin. You'd just be dust.
I mean,
dust.
I know what some people look like at 80 and 90. I can't imagine.
Ooh. I just thought that was crazy how they literally don't have a gene that makes them age. Ooh, I want that. agent would be a lot better if we didn't.
If the wrinkles didn't come with it.
I need to drink from the fountain of youth.
Along with being bigger and not aging.
You need to bathe in the fountain of youth, Kim.
I'm going to put it in my enema.
My face is 80, but my butthole's 20.
Is that your Grindr profile?
Ridiculous.
Along with being bigger and not aging, the super generation can also fly farther, but they are not able to reproduce yet. The basic monarch can usually fly around 300 miles before they die, but the supers can fly over 3,000 miles. But how do they know how to fly thousands of miles to Mexico? And even more amazing, to the exact same forest where their great-grandparents were born. Especially with the brain the size of a seed.
Right.
Not you, kid. Well, these monarch butterflies actually use the sun and even have the ability to tell time. Thanks to their antennae, which I thought were like whiskers on a cat. But no, not only do they act as their noses, but their antennas also help them keep track of time. Since they use the sun to guide them to Mexico and the sun moves all day long, their antennas can tell where the sun is at just the correct position. So let's say at 10 a.m. Every day, once they get that signal that, oh, it's the exact time that I need to fly towards the sun, they know that that is the direction they should go in. So every morning on their trip south, they all leave at the exact same time as soon as the sun is in the correct spot. All over the country, as the sun hits that 10 a.m. spot, just an example, they take off flying in that direction until it's too dark to see, every day for as long as it takes for the super generation to reach Mexico. I can't even get a text back. Once the super monarchs reach the warm forest of the south, they become less active, almost in hibernation. They group together in what looks like huge flowers in the trees and live off stored energy. And remember, they don't age. Yet. But once the weather begins to warm up and the days get longer, the super generation starts going through hormone changes in the body. They start to be able to reproduce and lay eggs, and they begin to age finally. I would give that up, the ability to reproduce, to not age. To me, that'd be an easy.
I mean, now I would.
You've already lost the ability, huh?
I've already had kids, so I don't need those anymore.
And you've heard the expression, they breed like rabbits. But it actually should be more like they breed like super monarchs because they get busy in the woods. And this is the phrase I heard on a show recently that I added just because it's hilarious. And all cats look the same in the dark.
Get in, Wolfgang Rowling.
Chris.
I mean, there are millions of these monarch butterflies all clumped together, and it is a literal butterfly gangbang. And when I wrote that, I made me grateful that we don't have better hearing. Can you imagine walking through those woods if we had, like,
my gosh,
wolf hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pull my antenna. Flap me on those wings, baby.
Call me, bitch.
We just got a little peek inside what Kim's into.
No kidding.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BADLANDS ranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Then they quite literally screw to death, which ain't a bad way to go. But before the females die of exhaustion, they lay the eggs of regular monarchs that will be the ones who start the journey back north using the sun as a compass. I think I want to be a super monarch in my next life. And also makes me think, maybe a butterfly is not the best thing to think, oh, there's grandma before on her way to the gangbang in Mexico.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you sometimes.
So in a single year, several generation of monarchs from Mexico will occur, all ending in that mutated super generation that accomplishes in one lifetime what took up to seven generations before them, all with the skills that have been passed down genetically in the millions of years the monarch butterflies have been making their annual migration. I did not know they've been around that long. And if you are a fan of the monarch butterfly and want to help prevent its eventual extinction, stop using pesticides and think about planting some of their favorite plants, especially milkweed, which is their favorite plant to lay their eggs on, and food for the caterpillars. If you wish to learn more or get some milkweed seeds of your own to help the monarch butterfly, I suggest you go to livemonarch.com. There you can learn more about how to help keep them around for future generations. And Live Monarch will send 15 plus butterfly garden seeds, including milkweed and growing instructions, for free, even if you cannot afford a contribution. This program started for schools and broke folks who wanted to help and could use smiles. All you have to do is just mail a self-addressed stamped envelope, one per household. And who wouldn't love to see more butterflies in their yard?
Right.
I'm able to do that.
That's livemonarch.com, and they're not sponsored. I've just found out about them like 5 or 6 years ago, and I usually get one of those, order one every year, and plant them sporadically, sometimes when I'm hiking. And if I see, like, I don't just throw it around anywhere because, you know, it could disrupt the local flora and fauna. But if I see milkweed at a place, I'll like sprinkle it near there. But, you know, just to help.
I remember as a kid, I used to love to break them open because the stuff was so silky on the inside.
Puffies. Mm-hmm. Well, doing that even as a kid, you were helping to plant more milkweed for the next spring.
Every time I come up here, I watch the fence rows, and there's so much milkweed in between Marion and here, and I'm like, I just want to stop and just snap those suckers open.
I believe it is the only plant that the monarch butterfly will lay its eggs on, and the caterpillar pretty much lives off it until it pupates and makes a cocoon.
Interesting.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed my mystery of the monarchs today and learned a little something new. And like the graceful monarch taking a break from flight in a meadow, it's time to touch grass.
Boy.
Oh, yeah. I wrote this like 2 weeks ago, so I was like, oh, what is it? Surprise to me, too. My touch grass comes from a little bit of drama in mine and Shane's family.
Oh, boy.
It's not blood, so it's okay.
Right.
I also won't mention names, but it's a good lesson on touching grass and having a little self-respect. If you are in a relationship with someone and they want to end it, but you refuse to let them, touch some grass.
Oh, Lord.
If you are living with your boyfriend, girlfriend, they friend in their home and they're actively and happily and openly dating someone else, touch grass and move out.
Move on.
May we all learn a lesson in having some self-pride and dignity
and being smart enough to know when a relationship is dead and you are not welcome or wanted. That's when we touch grass and kick rocks and get on with our lives. You can't make anybody love you, and who would want to? Don't belittle yourself ever and go out and find someone who makes love come easy, as long as he doesn't. I chose that touch grass because it's been on the family gossip line for months now, and it just bothers me. I don't take sides with either one of them. I could care less, but I'm all about, you know, having dignity in oneself. Right. I mean, I grew up watching Julia Sugarbaker, and I've been watching Designing Woman a lot recently, and I'm just like, what would Julia Sugarbaker say? Touch grass. And we give a huge shout out and thank you to our wonderful patrons. Hey there, top tier patrons. We appreciate you. Gina T, Cody D, Wendy Joe, and Amy D. As grandma would say, I'll dance at your wedding. Not really, because I don't go to those.
Or funerals.
Yeah. And a big thank you to everyone who supports the podcast everywhere. Oh, and this is a very happy birthday shout out to Christy, whose birthday is October 25th. Happy birthday to you. And if you are not on Patreon but still want to support the podcast, why not join our YouTube community at It's Mystery Inc.? Subscribing, liking, and leaving a comment would mean the world to us. Please follow us on Patreon for bonus episodes of Unmasked and insights into our personal lives. You'll gain access to direct messaging, cooking videos, and occasional patron-exclusive live events featuring games, mysteries, and prizes. And that's where we'll be putting Kim in drag, too, eventually.
Yep, don't forget. We have to have 15 new Patreons.
Yes.
Then comment in the post that we still have yet to post.
I've got our wig and curls, and yep. I'll be styling it.
And name, my drag name.
Yes, I believe it's been voted on. The one, I listed four, and the one seems to be the most popular, Beverly Barn Dollar.
I can't remember what the one was that I really liked.
I like Sabrina Stink Eye. That one, I was like, oh, that one's. And don't miss out on our website at itsmysteryinc.com. Explore a diverse range of episodes and merchandise from our Amazonite necklaces to Mystery Inc. logo shirts and cups. And we welcome your contributions. If you have any suggestions for mysteries, heartwarming stories, criminal behavior, someone who needs to touch grass, or anything that's left you shit and fire, please don't hesitate to share them. And send us a postcard too at P.O. Box 690 in Wabash, Indiana 46992. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And we'll see you on Unmasked.
And remember, it takes 8 wipes to know it only took 7.
Oh my God.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh my God.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Jeez, OP.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Season 5 of The Activity Continues, a paranormal podcast. I'm Amy, the producer and host of this show, along with Megan and the other Amy. We are three soul friends who love to talk about the Dead Files TV show, along with other spooky and spooky adjacent things.
Hi, everyone. I'm Megan, our resident scaredy cat. I love this stuff, but it absolutely terrifies me.
It doesn't terrify me.
Me neither.
Most of the time. Hey, everyone. I'm the other Amy, sometimes referred to as Amy, ABP, or AP. And I'm the voice of reason in the chaos, trying to keep these two spooky, goofy, lovely ladies in line. We're creating a community of like-minded friends who love to discuss all things paranormal. Come join us where
the activity continues.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.